You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is Thursday, May 8th, 2025. I hope you're doing well. I apologize for the hiatus the last couple of weeks. I had some pressing issues to deal with. So, and no, I didn't go to prison or jail again. So thank you for asking, some of you people. So, but I'm back. So here we are. Before we get started, of course, I'd like to mention our sponsor, theblowers.com. It's the most convenient, quickest way to either get your dick sucked or to get a dick to suck. So sign up and get busy, okay? You can use Hierarchy Podcast, Hierarchy PCast. I'm on there as well, so go ahead and use that as a promo code. Also, lustyage.com for all of your toy needs and lube and whatnot. Lusty Age has got a great selection, and they're send it out in discreet packaging, so I highly recommend that, of course. You know, you want your dildos and stuff to come in discreet packages, right? Or else somebody's going to take it, stick it up their ass instead of yours. You can use promo code SAMFWA for a discount on that. Well, I have something I'm going to, this podcast episode is going to be about something that's going to be published on the website soon, like in the next day or two. But this is kind of a preview of this because it's actually pretty exciting. So I wanted to share with all of you first and kind of talk about some of this ahead of time, I guess. A faggot contacted me a week ago or so, and his name is Dulio. I'm sure I'm not saying his name right. But he sent me three scientific publications. These were scientific research papers that he had found regarding the genetic basis for homosexuality, etc. They were all three very interesting papers, and I did manage to read them. One of them is very, very long, so... but one of them in particular was very, very interesting because, get this, it proves that there is not only a gay gene or a genetic basis for homosexuality, i.e. you can't help it, it's what you were born to be, but this paper also proves that hierarchy is genetic. Okay, let that sink in for a second. It's pretty astounding. And this is like the holy grail, honestly. When I first started this site, and it's even from its protean beginnings as Fags Worship Straits, .tumblr.com, even from the very beginning of that, I was searching for scientific evidence to prove... that hierarchy is something that we're born into, that we're born to perform. And obviously I was unsuccessful, even though I knew that it was out there. And I just hadn't come across any material like that. But this Dulio, I don't know how you say his name. One of the papers that he sent me, literally spells it out. It refers to hierarchy in this instance as hierarchy / cooperation theory, which explains certain aspects of human homosexuality, and it clarifies roles of dominance and submission in terms of genetic causality. So, and I'm not trying to talk like a scientist here, but I'm just trying to explain it. But it's very fascinating to me, and it's very fascinating altogether. I'm really shocked that there wasn't more about this anywhere else. This was from a study done in 2006, so, you know, it's nearly a 20-year-old study. Just sitting out there in the middle of nowhere with this explanation. Already, hierarchy in and of itself, at least as understood by me, explains a lot about male behavior. You know, it predicts a lot of behavior and outcomes, I guess, in people's lives. I always felt like there was something more to it in terms of like some concrete evidence of it being genetic. It's kind of like how scientists discovered black holes. All right, scientists like Einstein, etc., predicted the existence of black holes, even though they didn't know what it was and they'd never seen one, of course, because they didn't have the modern gizmos to go and find it. But mathematically, it predicted the existence of black holes. And then science went looking for this, and then they found black holes. And now there's no doubt at all across the scientific community that black holes actually exist. But and it's very easy to forget that before they discovered the evidence, they were predicting it, and there was no proof. But the evidence was there, and it strongly suggested black holes. Well, that's kind of how I look at hierarchy, all right? It's so pervasive, and it's so profoundly layered in through society. Every society on Earth operates hierarchically, and we do it so naturally that I felt like there had to be some genetic basis for it. And I searched and searched and searched for it, but I just couldn't find it, I guess. But somehow this faggot found it, and I'm so grateful to finally have this sort of holy grail, which I promptly like downloaded so that I could keep it as kind of a continuous reference. But I intend to write this up as an entire post on the website and try to go through some things that I see in here that are very, very, it proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that hierarchy is genetic, that we are born in these roles. And it's funny how the paper itself, even though it's not, it doesn't claim to understand anything about hierarchy or the sexual aspects of hierarchy, and it's not really even talking about that per se, other than the fact that it talks about dominance and submission, and it outlines the curious nature of homosexually oriented relations hierarchically, and how they are foundationally about dominance and submission, which is very true, you know. But the paper also does discuss a little bit about like bisexual males and straight males being part of this as well. So it's a really, really, really profound discovery. And I can't wait to really show you and dig into some of that with you guys, because I think you're going to be really surprised by it. I know I was. And I think it's just sort of, I feel like I just walked across the desert and, you know, and I found proof of, you know, the divine, you know what I'm saying? It's a very humbling and amazing thing to find this kind of information right at my fingertips. So, and here I'm messing up, but I'm going to try to like hit a couple of points that I found interesting. Of course, the paper goes into comparing hierarchies in primates and other animal species in reference to what they see in hierarchies in males, and particularly male homosexuals, which, I mean, they're, of course, lumping everybody who has any kind of sexualized contact, you know, homosexual-like contact as being homosexual, which is a fallacy. Like, there are straight men who use faggots and use gay men for sex. They're completely straight. They go on to have straight lives. I think I've proven this beyond the shadow of a doubt. But so the paper's sort of limited in that regard. But ultimately, it points to this fact that let me see here. One thing it does talk about in the paper is how evolution is the natural selection, particularly as part of evolution, is the reason why there are homosexuals, you know, and faggots, etc., submissive gay males, and dominant males, etc. Which, of course, makes perfect sense. But it also, when I told you that it called it hierarchy / cooperation, the paper goes into kind of detail about that cooperation aspect of hierarchy, which I've talked about before in regards to beta males, particularly, where I've said that beta males will try to suck up to alphas for protection, right? They submit to alphas because alphas will protect them and keep them safe. You know, on a kind of a natural selection basis, you know, let's say a bunch of people, like primitive people or whatever, the beta male or the faggot will serve the alpha in order to get protection and survive as part of the clan, you know. So that's what this paper is kind of referring to as well, that it uses hierarchy. It talks about hierarchy and this cooperation aspect of hierarchy as a way to protect people who are weaker or inferior. So and it's very interesting too. It kind of sections off Western culture and isolates it from the rest of the world in terms of how much deeper and more intense this hierarchy / cooperation aspect is in the West, which is true. I mean, probably, you know, the West, meaning America, you know, Europe, etc. We've been the leading light of trying to push hierarchy, you know, and as an explanation. You know, it's definitely more intense in the West, but and it's just interesting that the paper kind of isolates that as well. I don't know how you feel. I kind of would be interested to hear from everybody about how that information makes you feel. Like, does it make you feel seen or justified in some way? I know what it does for me, all right? I've never been able to explain when people have asked me, why are you a faggot? I've never been able to explain it other than I just never knew anything else, really. You know, I didn't have really a choice. And I think most faggots out there agree with me about this. Just the way many alphas say to me all the time, I've always been alpha. I've never known anything other than being an alpha. there's a reason why, and this paper explains some of that. It explains why that was always in your life, why you were always a faggot, why this is, why it feels right when you fulfill your duties as a faggot, or you fulfill your duties as an alpha. You know, there's a reason why. It's because you're programmed to be that, to do that. So, see, for me, I feel like it's sort of a vindication in a lot of ways about all the things that I was curious about and believed, and I was always sure that that information was there if somebody would just do it, would just do some research. Now, I did mention this a couple of times in spaces on Twitter/X and elsewhere, where I've said, like, I would love to, for somehow for us to get some research on this, or I wish I could do some research on it or something, because I just knew that the information was there. But somebody did this research and produced this paper, which pretty much proves that it is genetic. And I find it very exciting. And I can't wait to get this finally published. I hope to do it by this weekend. So keep your eye out for it. I hate to throw it, at you without being able to direct your eyes to it, but I will have it up in a couple of days. So it's a lot. It's a lot of information. So bear with me, please. But anyway, I just really wanted to share that with you, because I really was excited, and I just thank that faggot brother of mine that sent it to me. I love when people give me clues to things that help me go deeper and find out more about myself and about the world we live in, you know. So I can't wait to show it to you guys. But anyway, I have a couple of other kind of larger teachings coming up, including one that's called the Greater Hierarchy. And that's probably going to cause some controversy, okay? I'm kind of nervous about releasing it, honestly, but I have to say it. So anyway, I thank you guys all for your support and your patience, etc. And I will talk to you next week, okay? I love you. Bye.